Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chief for Yourself. Now, here's Gio.
Hi, and welcome to Chief for Yourself. It's great to have you with us today, wherever you happen to be in the world at this moment. Our guest on this program is a young woman who has written a story that details a great transition in her life. In that book, Julia Juliet tells the reader how she became the boss of her own life. In fact, that's the name of the book, Becoming the Boss of Your Own Life. Julia tells the story of her personal transformation after changing the behavior that caused a lot of problems for her at home and in school. School, in this case, being sixth grade. Julia was 12 years old when she wrote this book, which also has accompanying workbook, and we'll be talking about both of those. Julia, am I saying your name correctly? It's Julia Juliet?
Yes.
Okay. And you're now 13 years old. You had your 13th birthday?
Yeah, I had my 13th birthday last November.
Okay. Now, you said you wrote the book as an apology to your mother. Tell us about some of the ways you and your mom clashed and how that made each of you feel.
Well, for a long time I had been acting entitled and taking for granted what she provided for me and everything she did for me. And we both just started drifting apart and not being as close as we used to. And this book was just an idea that came up in a conversation, and not with her, but her boyfriend, and we turned that idea into action, and that's how this book came out. I wrote it as an apology to her because I felt sincerely bad for the way I was acting.
Mm-hmm. Now, your mother's boyfriend, Seth, was, I guess, a help to you, although you really didn't see it that way in the beginning, did you?
No, I didn't see it that way. I didn't really like him at first, and there still are times where I doubt that I like him, but he's always been there for me and supported me with this book.
I know the situation that Seth is in. I had a similar situation in my own home, being with a woman who had three children, and one of those kids didn't talk to me, and I know it's difficult. It's a difficult thing to work through, and it's nice that you are making that effort. I know it's tough for you, so good for you for doing that. Your relationship with your dad was, you didn't see him for something like 10 years, I think it was?
Yeah. He left my mom and I when I was 2 years old, and he never returned. Last summer, I actually went to go meet him, and I traveled to Minnesota with his parents for a month, and I met him for the first time.
Well, how do you see your relationship with him now, or do you see it going anywhere?
Right now, I don't, but I think he's making progress. I have talked to him on the phone a couple times since, but I don't see it going anywhere right now.
Now, you live in Idaho, don't you? Is that where you live right now?
Yes.
Yeah. And you've also lived in Spokane?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've lived in both of those places. Your father's in Minnesota. A lot of moving around in your story. Has that been a big problem for you?
I lived in Spokane for 12 years of my life, and I moved to Sandpoint a little over a year ago. Last summer, I did go to Minnesota for about a month, and I wouldn't say it's a lot of moving overall, but the move from Spokane was definitely a big change in my life.
You wrote the book for teenagers. What can teens learn from reading Becoming the Boss?
Well, for one, I didn't even know what, entitlement really meant, and I didn't know what it was to be grateful. And just kind of stopping and thinking, wow, I have a lot. I think teenagers can definitely benefit from just learning about being grateful, because I know, for one, a lot of parents want to know, are their kids grateful for what they have? Is there some part of them inside that they're not expressing that they're grateful for? Or do they just think they get everything if they ask for it? And also just a lot about honesty and just the importance of that and the importance of loving yourself and forgiving yourself for judgments you've made against, like judgments I've made against myself.
Yeah, so important, that insight. The workbook uses some of the same approaches that you did to work through your situation. And I guess workbook users can put their own responses into the blanks that you provided. Is that pretty much how it works?
Yeah. In the book, after every chapter, I came up with some questions and I answered them myself. And in the workbook, it's basically the same questions and just blank spaces. And I also have about four pages of just blank lines for self-forgivenesses.
I know your mother had to be very patient with you, not only in the bad times, but also working through the bad times to get to the good. Who would you say is the biggest help in actually helping you decide to sit down and put the words of this book on the page? Was it Mom?
No, it was not her. She wasn't completely involved with the book.
Mm-hmm.
I got my biggest support from her boyfriend, but I was the one who actually sat down and wrote the pieces and sat for hours at a time and wrote them. And I guess I just decided to just do it. It meant that much to me to apologize for her because I felt a lot of guilt, which I let go of, but I just really wanted to make it up to her.
Our guest on this Chief of Yourself is Julia Juliet, author of Becoming the Boss of Your Own Life. Are you into writing at school? Do you write compositions? Do you enjoy that kind of stuff?
I do enjoy writing. I always have. I made my own book series, and I illustrated and wrote everything myself. I've always been pretty talented at writing. All my teachers have always said that I am a good writer. So I do enjoy writing, and I journal often as well.
Now, you included you deal with some of your feelings. What are some of the most important feelings you had to face around that time?
I had to face and accept my feelings of annoyance and irritation and anger. I had a lot of anger built up inside of me. Some anger that I didn't even had anger stored up towards my dad until I actually did a teen seminar in Santa Monica.
Yeah, the teen.
There I let go of it.
Mm-hmm. I think that was called what? Insight for Teens?
It's called Teen Insight.
Insight, yeah. Well, what inspired you there that gave you inspiration?
Well, we did come across talking about parents, and then I realized that I have some anger built towards my dad, and I had an opportunity to let go of it.
Now, is that something that meets from time to time, or Teen Insights?
Well, there are several seminars. There's Teen Insight 1, 2, 3, and Leadership. This summer, I actually did Teen Insight 1 back in December, and then I assisted Teen Insight 1. I did Teen Insight 2 just
next week. Okay.
And I am setting my intention to assist the Teen Insight 2 in December.
Mm-hmm. Throughout the book, you give a negative behavior and a positive trait, and I was glad to see that you put gratitude right up near the beginning. It's making a big difference in your life. What are you especially grateful for right now?
I am sincerely LA and participate in these seminars because they have been really life-changing for me, and I am very grateful for the opportunity and the ability and all that.
Do you, or would you call yourself, I don't know what the word is, spiritual, or are you just putting down on paper what you're thinking or feeling?
I wouldn't call myself a necessarily spiritual person, but I would call myself self-reflecting and just aware person, because I notice a lot of times I'm mountainy.
Hmm. Now, looking at your Kickstarter page, you've done a great job of moving toward your contribution goals. Where does the raising money for the book distribution campaign stand right now?
Well, we just finished the Kickstarter, and we're trying to find a book agent currently to see if we can get it published.
And you want to get this book into the hands of teens? Is that really the purpose for what you did?
I know I say it's for teens, but honestly, I think it's for everybody. I mean, I've met tons of people who are past their teenage to get it into the hands of teens all across the country and all across the world, because I found this very valuable for myself just writing it, and I know a lot of people find it very valuable for themselves.
Do you see yourself making, well, like a lot of authors do, promotion tours, going around and speaking to groups and maybe even doing television? Is that something that appeals to you?
Right now, there aren't current options for that, but we're looking.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll ask you one more question here before we let you go. What one piece of advice would you give to anyone who's in the position you were in trying to sort things out?
I would say start with just self-reflection and just evaluating your life or a certain situation just from a neutral standpoint. And also, gratitude is an amazing thing. Like, I talk about it, a great place to start. Like, I actually write down every single night three things that I'm grateful for and three things I appreciate about myself. I've been doing it for about a year and a half now, and it has been, at times it's been hard to find things, but I've gotten so good at it. Just in, you know, so-and-so time, I can come up with, and I would also say reading my book or just writing even. Writing helped me realize a lot of things and helped me change a lot of things in my life. So, yeah.
Do you have a website, or are you using the Kickstarter page for people to contact you?
I do have a website. It's juliajuliet.com.
Yeah. Well, the book with the accompanying workbook is Becoming the Boss of Your Own Life, from our guest, Julia Juliet. And Julia, thanks for bringing us this book and for having the courage to go inside and take on your issues, and for all the help you're bringing to others who are struggling to do the same. We'll be watching for more great things from you, and I hope at some point you'll come back and talk with us again. That'd be great.
Okay, cool.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll put the link to Julia's website on the chieforyourself.com start page, where you can subscribe to get Genuine's blog posts and more show information. Today's show is a sort of a late edition, so those blog posts can keep you in the loop as to what day and time we'll be on the call. So, be well, and I will talk to you soon.